broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 31st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. We got 2 hours of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. By the way, Richard Mack will not be joining us today. He had a conference. He's a school teacher, don't you know? And he had a conference for that, so he will not be with us. But he'll join us back again next week. Have no fear. Sometimes we have little glitches. People are out of town taking care of business, family. You know, things go on, right? But the show must go on, that's for sure. So we'll start with a recap of yesterday's broadcast, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And just say, I'd like to learn about all the different Raw Honeys available. They're just phenomenal tasting, and man, it'd make great Thanksgiving gift, Christmas gift. Get ahead of the curve, ladies and gentlemen. Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com. So yesterday's broadcast, it is still available online at LibertyRoundTable.com, free. And we talked about our Honest Money Report. Brian wasn't with us. He had some obligations. Nevertheless, we talked about gold. Gold was at, $1,204.30? So basically $1,200 for gold, $1,204. $1,464 for silver. We talked about gold is real money, timeless insurance. It is indeed nature's currency. We talked about Google news results overwhelmingly favor CNN and exclude conservative sources. Now they're saying, the FBI is saying that's not true. Donald's saying that it's true. The research that we've done at Liberty Roundtable Live shows that it's true, but the battle's on. Who's peddling fake news? Is it true or not? Well, we talked about Sununu calls out CNN, wisely so, I might add. Let me pay tribute to John McCain and stop goading me to bash President Donald Trump. Sarah Palin, loyal running mate, excluded from John McCain's funeral. Even in death, he's a divisionary. What a sad tale to tell. We talked about a report, ESPN paying, what's her name, Jemele Hill, up to $6 million to leave. Wow. Man, I wish I could get paid some money to leave. ESPN's Kellerman angry that Tiger Woods defended Donald Trump. It really bothers me. Why does it bother you? Can't people be free to endorse and back and support and defend whoever people want to? Or is it just politically incorrect and unacceptable if you got certain skin pigmentation to behave certain ways, huh? Donald Trump tweets thanks to Tiger Woods and Jim Brown. That just shows the uniting that's going on around the sacred principles of liberty, folks. Banks closed on Monday in Venezuela because they got fake currency. That's just a disaster. Inflation's out of control. They had to drop 5 zeros for their currency. We're headed that same way if we continue to violate principles of liberty. We continue ourselves or continue to use fiat money in our society. So there you have that. That was hour one yesterday. Hour two, we talked about Argentina's peso plunges to record low. And I guess it's spooking investors. The president down there wants, a $50 billion bailout? Wow. Sears, kind of having trouble. Closing 46 more stores. That's on the negative side for Sears. And Sears and Roebuck, it used to be a wonderful company. Now just melting down. But Amazon made a deal with Sears. If you buy tires on Amazon, you can go to your local Sears and have them installed. Kind of an interesting little twist. Hopefully that'll help Sears out. We're starting to see more and more and more of that where, you know, Amazon, a massive, massive e-commerce company, but they're realizing they need some brick and mortar. So they're backing into it with Whole Foods. They're backing into it now with a partnership with Sears. And you're going to see more of that as Amazon realizes, hey, that last mile is critical. That local touch of service is critical. So that's kind of an interesting twist. Everybody else thought brick and mortar was dead. I think brick and mortar is going to change, no doubt, but I don't think it's dead. It's kind of like the guys that told me when radio came, newspaper was going to die. And when, you know, FM radio came, AM was going to die. And when black and white TV came, radio was going to die. And color TV came and, you know, okay, come on, stop already. Sometimes things do slowly but surely go away and evolve and change and get replaced. But it's a very long time in the making. You know, many cars still have cassette decks. Did you know that? All right, YouTube search Barry's Ann Coulter video. It's kind of interesting. YouTube manipulating the results, too. And this is what we're talking about. We see over and over, they claim it's not true, but the results show that it is true. They're literally manipulating against conservative viewpoints. But again, they're liberal. They own the platforms. Why don't the conservatives own anything? Huh? Facebook bug removes Breitbart. And the New York Post article is spam. So again, another example. And they said it was a bug. Sorry, we didn't mean to just shut down conservative sites and, you know, these people, but we did. Just the idea that they could be removing, is it really a bug? Is it really fixed? How come bug after bug after bug happens about how many fake viewers they have, how many fake listeners they have, how many fake readers they have? And, oh, my gosh, it was a bug. Sorry, we're correcting it. Oh, my goodness, it was an oversight. Oh, my goodness, it was an algorithm glitch. Oh, my. And they go on and on. It just never ends. Alibaba shares rally as revenue surges 61%. So you got basically Alibaba, which is Chinese e-commerce, backed by the Chinese government. And then you got Amazon, which is American e-commerce, backed by the American government. What a sad tale to tell when it comes to a showdown. Why don't we get governments out of the mix and have the free market take over, huh? We talked about a study. More eco-sexual professors are having sex with trees. And we got into this a little bit, and we avoided the graphic detail. I just don't even understand the story. It just shows me how sick we have become. False gods as our idols. It reminds me back in the days of, what, Baal? Or Baal in the Bible? All I can tell you is just let's turn to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And let's turn to God's laws that govern morality. And let's take the procreative power as sacred to only be used within the guidelines the Lord has set, which means one man, one woman, in a sexual relationship with complete fidelity to one another. Let's start there, shall we? But there you have it. Stevie Wonder blames global warming for, Aretha Franklin's cancer? I don't know what he's talking about, but I'd love to debate the guy on that. Officers told stand aside as Silent Sam hits the dirt. Why would officers tell them to stand aside so that private property could be destroyed before their very eyes? What a shame on the cops. And now UNC, that's University of North Carolina? I guess they say they expect violence, preparing for violence as the Confederate statue protests are planned. I reject the violence in the protests, but I also reject the cops standing idly by while private property or while property is being destroyed. We talked about left-leaning fans lose appetite after In-N-Out Burger donates to California Republicans. I guess it was a... Now there's a mock on the internet saying, hey, your hamburger boycott was a failure. Would you like fries with that? Wow. All right, the Chamber of Commerce. Big tech executives team up to fight Trump tariffs on Chinese imports. Big tech is nuts, folks. They're off their rockers, liberal. They got plenty of cash, plenty of power, plenty of control, but they're all left-leaning, smacking of socialism and communism in their intent. There's now folks at Facebook trying to create a conservative group that are just saying, hey, you know what? You can't really be a conservative and work here. Cisco caught discriminating against American college graduates. That's interesting. What a sad tale to tell. Discrimination everywhere. Trump supporters are couch potato anarchists, Ralph Peters says. I got one response for you, Ralph. I don't even know what a Trump supporter is. Right? Am I a Trump supporter? Whenever Donald does something wrong in my view, my estimation, violating the Constitution or violating rights or ignoring the separation of powers or any of those kind of things, anything that violates the rule of law or that doesn't stand up with the intent of the founding fathers, then I'm against Donald Trump on those things. Anytime Donald Trump does that which is right to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, that which upholds the supreme law of the land, I support President Trump in those things. So I got a question. I did not vote for Donald, but I do support all the good that he does. Am I a Trump supporter? And how would you call me a couch potato and an anarchist? I got a day job and I do radio on the side. I got 8 children and 4 grandchildren. I don't know that I'd be considered a couch potato. And I don't really know what that term anarchist means either. Because do you term anarchist kind of like a renegade that's violent? I haven't committed any violence in my life. The violent folks are the Antifa folks, right? When you talk about violence and anarchist, are you talking about anarchists like the monthly guest that we have on, Becky Akers, talks about? Which she just says government runs amok all the time. And the answer is to use the private sector and contracts and let the people govern themselves. She believes that's a better way. I have a hard time arguing with her. But I don't know that I'd go so far to be anarchist. I'd like to use my own description of myself rather than his. Right? I'm a constitutionalist. And I'm for God, family, and country, and I'm for the protection of life, liberty, and property. And if you're with me on that, we can work together. And if you're not, well, we got to agree to disagree. How's that? This is Liberty Roundtable Live. That's a recap. We'll return in seconds. News the networks refuse to use starts now.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
This song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Hard-hitting news that networks have used to use, no doubt, on your radio. So let's talk about this interesting story. I'm not sure who to give credit for it. At the bottom it says Copyright Associated Press. But I got it from an organization called the Daily Herald right here locally, my local Utah County newspaper, right? Utah County, Utah. So I'm not sure who wrote it, who gets the credit when something's on the wire. Is it the AP's instantly and they're in control? Is it the Daily Herald's? How about when a government official releases news about something and they speak out? Is it the person that prints it that copyrights it? Is it Americans should be able to have that information freely? Am I allowed to talk about it? I'm not allowed to rewrite it or retransmit it or whatever, right? And All right, so interesting twist on all that. But the reason I bring this story up is this, Kurt. Welcome to the broadcast, by the way.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, so here's the headline, Kurt. FBI colon. Homegrown extremists now primary threat to the United States. So the primary terrorist threat to the United States now is these homegrown extremists, Kurt. So they have this big article, Dateline Salt Lake City, Associated Press. And it says FBI Director Christopher Wray says homegrown violent extremists now are the government's primary concern in combating terrorism. Wray was in Salt Lake City on Wednesday. He was speaking to hundreds of law enforcement officials at Utah's National Security and Anti-Terrorism Conference. I didn't know we had one of those, but there you go. He says homegrown violent extremists are Americans who likely have never left the country, who have self-radicalized, and who have aligned themselves with foreign terrorist groups. Wray says the FBI still is concerned with foreign threats from groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But he says the homegrown violent extremists are more difficult to track than typical terrorists because there isn't a typical terrorist profile of those who tend to become homegrown extremists. Wray says homegrown violent extremists keep the FBI officials awake at night. And that's the story, Kurt. Now, I have a problem with all of this. Let me make it very, very, very clear. I agree that anybody who is extremely violent is a threat, and we should worry about that. I agree. That's one of the reasons for the proper role of government is to protect ourselves. I mean, look, without government, I can sit on my porch with my rifle and just defend mine and my own, right? But the reason we have government is because we said, listen, that's not a way to live. Let's all work together and hire somebody that can kind of keep the peace and make sure that no one gets out of line and out of control, and that we all kind of agree to this code of ethics when it comes to societal reality, and that, you know, we respect one another's property and persons and such, and that's good. And okay. But here's the problem that I have with this scenario, Kurt. I don't know what a homegrown violent extremist terrorist is. And I agree that if you're really reaching overseas and tapping into violent training and violent rhetoric, I agree that, hey, this New Mexico organization that literally had violent tendencies and a training ground for, suicide shooters or whatever you want to call them. I get that that's of great concern. But my fear about this is, what is a homegrown extreme terrorist? Kurt, I'm going to use you for my example. I don't mean to really pick on you, but I'm just going to be clear. You are one of those. You know that? And this is the problem with the FBI defining this and letting the government be the definition of this. You know why you're one of those, right?
Do I know why?
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
Here, I guess, right?
Well, first off, you're a Ron Paul supporter, right? I mean, you've been one for years. And you realize that in Missouri, they released the MIAC report, and it was tied to the federal government and to the Homeland Security, where they literally said all Ron Paul supporters are really akin to terrorists, and we got to look out for them when they're going to have an event, a convention in Missouri, and it all tied back to government. And then they talked about all kinds of attributes that Ron Paul supporters had that made them virtually radicalized and terroristic in nature. Do you remember all this?
Yep.
Now, when I say you're one of them, I'm using you as the profile. I'm one of them, too. I'm probably just as guilty, if not more so, of the profile than Kurt is, by the way. So I'm not trying to pick on Kurt, but I am trying to make a point that the dragnet includes all of us. Me, you, and even guys like James Dobson. Because, Kurt, if you're a Christian and you believe in God, I mean, that just shows how unhinged you really are. And if you believe in a one-man, one-woman marriage, you're pretty much hate-filled towards anybody else with any other lifestyle. Furthermore, you hate women. When you're a misogynist, to say the least, believing in one woman. And what do you want to do? Keep her barefoot, pregnant, and in the bed and in the kitchen and stuff, right? That's how they manipulate this. And they've created, are you a homeschooler? Are you sympathetic to homeschooling? Do you believe in home birth? Are you sympathetic to home birth? See, you hate the hospitals. You don't believe in traditional medicine. You are a natural health food kind of renegade. In fact, the Food and Drug Administration probably needs to look into you. Okay, you're an entrepreneur. You are a nationally syndicated talk show host, a co-host on Liberty Roundtable Live. Every area of your life, I can back you into this narrative that the FBI is literally painting and building against a case against everybody who believes in, well, you have a tie to the Founding Fathers, don't you? I mean, they were violent. Look at the Revolution. Okay, I mean, everything you say and do gets literally deceived, or I'm sorry, gets lied about. They deceive the people about who we are and what we stand for. But here's the problem that I have. The FBI knows that it isn't true. They know that they're lying. So on one hand, while they build the Mayak report in bed with Homeland Security in the state of Missouri, the FBI literally knows it's not true. Okay, then they know the violent one against Rand Paul was his neighbor in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It wasn't Rand. It was his neighbor. Some nutty neighbor. They know that Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy and those guys weren't violent. It was the government that pulled out the guns and started pointing at innocent citizens first. And then at the end of the day, it was the government that murdered Lavoie Finicum. And at the end of the day, while the government, through the FBI, was telling the courts that, hey, we can't let these guys go, we can't allow due process, and we can't allow them a speedy trial, and we can't allow them to be released on their own recognizances because, well, they might be a flight risk and or they might be violent. Well, they knew that was a lie, even though they were saying in court that was true. They had documents that showed their own internal investigations said they were peaceful family men and they were not violent. They knew it. They had evidence to that. And that got brought out in court, and that was one of the big issues where the judge just lost all respect for the Federal Bureau of Investigations and said, you guys are covering up evidence and lying here. We're going to dismiss this thing. Okay, so the government knows it isn't true, Kurt, but they continue this narrative. So the reason I spend so much time on this is I'll be the first to say I agree. If you really have violent extremists, people have got to stop them. But when do you become the thought police and stop them prematurely? In other words, you can't prevent crime before crimes are committed. Secondly, this big dragnet, who will be in the crosshairs, pardon the pun, of the FBI? Lavoie Finicum sure was. Anybody that's associated with Ron Paul sure is. Anybody who believes in talk radio or Christian beliefs at some point sure are. Go ask the Southern Poverty Law Center. Okay, but remember that you got Facebook and Google and YouTube and Instagram and all these, quote, big companies. They're all using the Southern Poverty Law Center's database to determine who's the good guy and who the bad guys are. And so I have a real problem with this story. Literally, we let the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, waltz right into Salt Lake City, speak to a bunch of law enforcement personnel and say, hey, homegrown extremists, now primary terrorist threat to the United States. I don't know who that means. And I fear that it means you and I, Kurt. That's my fear. Any thoughts on this? Or what can we do about this, though? They're continuing to sharpen the knives against us. I continue to get on the radio and promote peace, Kurt.
It seems so much like the whole Hillary Clinton thing when she'd accuse the president of doing certain things, and then it was found out later that she was really the one doing those things. So in other words, when these government entities say, hey, you know, you're a terrorist, and you find out that, hey, it's not true. People that we know or ourselves are in their crosshairs, and yet they're the ones basically inciting these or doing these evil actions, you know.
But when we do a nationally syndicated radio program, the origins are from the Olympic State of Utah, and then the FBI literally hosts an event to law enforcement personnel, and Christopher Wray's allowed to waltz right into Salt Lake City and talk about this. I'm fearful who the real target is. I'm fearful how they identify or how they profile this thing. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Dad, can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know, I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
Man.
We can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family, isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where did all these cats come from?
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Nothing like cool sounding tunes and hard hitting news the networks refuse to use all mixed together. That's what you call hard hitting talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this incredible article that I saw from the Associated Press. FBI, quote, homegrown extremists, now primary terrorist threats in the United States, says the Associated Press. I got a problem with all that because I don't know who the homegrown folks they're looking at. And if we're really looking at terrorists and really looking at folks who are violent and want to do harm, hey, I want to support the proper role of government, and that's, I think, one of the proper roles of government. The problem is I don't know who's who. And they've literally tried to frame us as domestic threats for a long time. Glenn Beck used to attack us regularly. But the sad part is, you know what? I've been preaching peace on the radio for 25 years, folks. Look, I reject violence all the time. I do agree that people have the right, a God-given, unalienable right of self-defense. But you know what? This violence has got to stop on all sides. We can agree to disagree, and we can be agreeable in doing so. We don't have to be hostile. And I reject the violent rhetoric of Donald Trump sometimes and the violent rhetoric of Maxine Waters sometimes. Those are the two kind of supposed opposites. But I submit, to some degree, they're cut out of the same cloth. Why do they use that kind of rhetoric? I don't think it's helpful at all. Okay, listen to me. What I think you need to do as Americans is put your money where your mouth is, fund and support with your ears, your eyes, your heart, your mind, your prayers, your money, the things that you believe to be righteous. Okay? And that's why I've defined six words: God, family, country, life, liberty, property. Those are the six words that govern what I spend my efforts and time on. And I literally do this 24/7. I talk about God, family, country, the protection of life, liberty, and property. Very simple. And I reject revolution. I stand for peaceful restoration. Why? Because in America, we don't need a revolution. We have the peaceful means to restore our liberties, to restore the proper role of limited government. And so I got a problem when they kind of indicate that maybe some violence on my end, or that I should be looked at as a threat because I'm Christian, because I believe in homeschool and home birth and natural products and honest money and things like that. And all those quote attributes that they profile, I don't find a link to violence. So there you have it, Kurt. Anyway, any other tidbit on that before we move on here? I just think it's a big story.
Well, it's pretty important, and it's more of your taxpayer dollars, just going crazy, you know. And if the government didn't have so much of your money, then at least we'd have a little less of this havoc.
Amen to that. All right, Kurt wants to talk about Viagra for a second.
Not really, Sam. That the
well, you sent me the story. You don't want to talk about it?
Well, I'm just saying that it's part of the news. I personally would prefer other items. You know what I mean, Sam? I mean, because
I hear that
news would be sure nice to just, if everything was all taken care of, we could just talk about. Hey, fishing, for example.
It's kind of like you and I would never really want to talk about. We don't really want to be in the radio talking about this all the time. If everybody obeyed the Constitution, and you know, we had appropriate, you know, instead of politicians or lifelong quote career bureaucrats or whatever, we just had statesmen that said, "I'm going to jump in and make sure that America's great," and then I'm going to jump out and let somebody else do that. And you know, hey, you and I may not even need to be on the radio if we had honest people in the news. The issue is honesty and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Good but point. We must talk about this in the news, though. And it's a little right. different than Viagra, though.
Well, the headline reads, olive oil is better than Viagra to boost men's ability to perform in the bedroom. It's interesting, as we've talked about before so many times, you know, any of this whole idea when it comes to relations between a man and a woman married that should be that way. Any of that is always talked about, you know, and it's kind of a silly way. But it was interesting to me that at least they're suggesting that, hey, natural good foods may make it so that your life is better, if you will, than chemicals and you know, drugs and that kind of thing. There's several headlines that kind of match up about it. You've got olive oil may give a better boost than Viagra. You've got you know, olive oil better than Viagra at slashing impotence. Now I don't expect that all of a sudden the doctors and the whole world is going to start suggesting that you get olive oil instead of all these chemicals that
well, it gets kind of rowdy because is it eating olive oil, Kurt? Is that the deal?
Well, yeah, I'm using it basically in your foods and that kind of thing, you know.
All right, because you know that can get strange in the discussion category in a hurry. But all I can say is natural products over man-made synthetic products. And you know what? Whenever we talk about what God makes, it's always better than what we make, Kurt. I just can agree with that.
They say they studied 600 men, more than 600 men, and found that those who consumed plenty of olive oil had far fewer problems with their sexual performance. Researchers said a diet rich in the oil keeps blood vessels healthy.
Well, you know what's going to happen next,
circulation.
They're going to release a new study and tell you how horrible olive oil is for you.
Okay.
You know why they are, don't you?
Probably got to offset this.
Yeah, because otherwise people might leave the Viagra and the cash cow will go away, Kurt. So they got to lie and manipulate and then promote the fake news to offset the truth.
They say it helps maintain circulation in every part of the body.
Now, let me stop you
there.
Those
who consume.
And this is why I think this study is, you know, they love to promote the sexuality of something or the whatever. But I like this because this really talks about the broader health truth about olive oil and natural ingredients and things. And so read that line one more time, because I think that's really important, Kurt. And it broadens the discussion in my mind where the story really belongs. But go ahead.
Yep. They say researchers said a diet rich in the oil keeps blood vessels healthy, maintaining circulation in every part of the body.
Every part of the body. And I like that. I think that's great. And I think that it should be then we should do more studies about the value and the benefits of pure virgin olive oil, Kurt.
Now, the only reason, at least in my opinion, you're not going to see a lot of studies about this is, well, some big corporation doesn't own all the sources for olive oil.
Right. That's why they'll come out with lie studies about it, manipulated studies about it, to make sure that, hey, it doesn't get its, what, fair play? I don't know.
Good point. Yeah, or, now they say those who consumed at least 9 tablespoons weekly were far less likely to suffer from impotence than those who had less of it and had significantly higher levels of testosterone. Strong adherence, they say, to a Mediterranean-style diet rich in fruit and vegetables, legumes, fish, and nuts, as well as olive oil, cut the risk of erectile dysfunction by up to 40%. The Greek study found Dr. Christina, I won't even try the last name. The lead researchers from the University of Athens said long-term lifestyle habits on diet and exercise seem to have a major impact on not only our arteries, but our quality of life.
Now, let me stop you there for a second and repeat that phrase, because not only is olive oil, should it be broadened to all of your, you know, vessels and things like that, a bigger reality check about the benefits. But then, in my opinion, this doctor really gives the key here too, Kurt. Read that last line again.
So it says, long-term lifestyle habits on diet and exercise seem to have a major impact on not only our arteries, but our quality of life. Now, it's a comma here, and that's why I didn't put the at rest on there, but it says, including sexual capacity from middle age to the elderly population.
See, I agree with all the above.
In the old days, they didn't have to put that on there. It was just understood that if, you know, you got a good quality of life, your body works, and, you know, but now we always seem to have to focus on this. She said, consuming olive oil and sticking to a med diet keeps a man's bedroom chances high.
Now, let me stop and say a med diet doesn't mean a medical. It means a Mediterranean diet, right?
Yeah, good point. She said, or the article continues, in the long term, a healthy diet was better for maintaining a man's sexual prowess than relying on the instant boost of Viagra, the researcher suggested. This is a drug-free solution that allows men to keep their sexual function, but also a long-term answer to protect.
So now you're going to hear olive oil commercials on the radio, ladies and gentlemen, big time everywhere.
I don't think so.
I wish. And we don't even need to bring up the sexual details. We can just say, hey, it'll make y'all healthy. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't intentionally gravitate toward the salacious. So olive oil may give a better boost than Viagra scientists suggest. And okay, that's great. Especially if you want a healthy relationship with your spouse. That's wonderful. But you know what? In the article, they talk about the overall health of long efforts for diet and exercise and eating the right foods and natural products, a drug-free lifestyle and all this kind of stuff. I like the broader discussion, in my opinion, that is brought forth by the real article when you dive into it. But again, they love to just promote the salacious because I guess that's what piques the interest of people these days, Kurt. And I understand that. I just think it's a sad tale to tell. Nevertheless, let's jump to Montgomery, Colorado, Kurt.
Well, it's a good, I guess you could say, a good jump. I don't mean the
inter- It's a bad jump, Kurt. I mean,
yeah, but it's connected, you know. So the headline from Montgomery, Colorado, or County, Maryland, WJZ is the source there. It says Montgomery County provides condoms for four high schools. You know, I don't remember ever this being like a student issue kind of thing before, but anyway, maybe I just missed it. They say when students in Montgomery County walk into class for the first time, they will have their notepads, pens, and condoms. The public school system, or as we would call it, the government school system, has decided to provide condoms at four high schools, and it tells you the names of them. Some council members want to make them available at all 25 of the county's high schools, and even want it considered for 40 middle schools. They say this comes as sexually transmitted infections, STIs, reach the highest level in 10 years. So,
wow.
Anyway, new stuff when you go to school.
And see, I have to think, Kurt, that there's a link to these stories, right? In other words, how do I say this right? I want to avoid the salacious, but we've got to talk about this, right? So when I say we're providing condoms for high school students and it's illegal for them to be involved sexually, and there's so much accusation of the Me Too movement with rape and date rape and yeah. date
and
violence.
What about all the suicide stories?
Yeah, teenagers and suicide and unwanted sexual advancements and okay, but yet we're promoting condoms and promoting under the same sex agenda we keep talking about. And then we start talking about olive oil and, you know, we create this extreme focus or hyper focus, is that the right word? On
that's a good word.
The sexual, you know, reality that we create a problem. And what we need to do is talk about procreation is ordained of God. And
at
it is designed to bring a husband and a wife who are legally and lawfully married together and to bring children into the world, a sacred responsibility. If we don't tie that to this God-centered reality, Kurt, this author of morality, if you will, I don't see that we're going to gain any ground. As long as we keep talking about sex and we keep sex stories in the news from I mean, we hear about on planes now, people are making sexual advances towards people and the Me Too movement. And I mean, they're just, even though you could say, hey, Sam, don't you want to stop sexual violence and sexual abuse? Of course I do. But I'm not so sure making it a topic of common discussion every day and putting it on the minds of people, these mixed messages, some good, some bad, all together with a constant hyper focus is the answer. I'll tell you what I think the answer is in a second. Finish the story, but I'll give you what I believe to be one of the greatest solutions there is.
You know, there's not much more to the story, but the one thing that we can all be grateful for, at least there's no reports about them wanting to put up the Ten Commandments there in those schools. I mean, you know, I mean, you can imagine the danger that would provide.
People might actually follow it and stuff. I mean, it'd get crazy in a hurry, wouldn't it? It'd just be like off the charts.
Yeah, great point.
Okay, this is the sad part. But let's talk about this next story because it's related to our health, and I think it's related to this very topic. Headline talks about yoga, Kurt.
Yoga. You know, and I used to think yoga just had to do with like a short form of yogurt, you know, but I was wrong.
That's what you thought? You must be in the dark ages for a long time, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. The headline, yoga could be as effective a pill at cutting blood pressure, study suggests. So, you know, I don't expect them to start, recommending yoga very soon to you, Sam?
Of course not.
That'd make way too much sense, though.
But, you know, I do think that yoga is a craze across the country.
Yeah. Have you participated in yoga, Sam?
Never.
Nor have I. I guess I'm just well uninformed when it comes to this.
All right. Now, let me tell you my problem.
Yeah,
I'm okay with good exercise, whether it be, you know, all the latest crazes and stuff like that, yoga being one of them. It's like a stretch exercise effort. And I, you know, in general, I support those efforts, Kurt. Here's my problem. Oftentimes, well-meaning things just go awry. And what you're seeing is when people are involved in yoga, it goes sexual. You know, you hear a greater likelihood of a yoga instructor abusing people or it going sexual, or, hey, yoga is just the cover for the sexual orgies or the whatever. And same thing with like massages that people get. And my fear is a lot of this has, you know, for good people it can be really good, but it can turn questionable and turn a concern oftentimes too quickly without the right environment and right circumstances, Kurt.
Well, in this story, it's
in
coming
this story,
from
it's good Telegraph,
news. .co.uk. Yeah, it looks, the headline reads, yoga could be as effective as a pill at cutting blood pressure, study suggests. I guess they say there's about 12 million adults that take drugs for high blood pressure. Say no to drugs, you know. Which is a single biggest trigger of heart disease and stroke, they say. Now, they did some new research. It involves 60 volunteers with raised blood pressure doing just 15 minutes of exercise like the downward dog. I guess that's a yoga move. Five times a week was found to reduce their readings by around 10%.
And see, that's great news, and I support the exercise. I support the diet discussions. I support. I'm just saying that a lot of times these, you know, scenarios can get concerning quick, and you know, you just got to be careful of that and aware of that. And I think, you know, a lot of these things would be wonderful if we weren't in such a hyper-sexualized society to where, you know, you could do this thing and it'd be much more appropriate and good. I like that. But I want to give you the solution for a lot of these things. You know, I mentioned that we got to point people to God and teach people about the sacred procreative power related to, you know, the sexual discussion. And we need to talk about God's laws and the bounds he has set for this type of behavior. And, you know, this disconnect between teaching youth that you got to have condoms and you got to learn everything about sex and you got to, it goes on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, hey, I don't know why things are going so sexually wrong in our society. I believe there is an answer. And the answer has to do with the what we teach our children when and who teaches them. And I think that parents need to be involved in the instruction of their children in these sacred mostly private matters. In other words, I don't believe a lot of sexual discussions should be public in nature and open. They should be private between, you know, husbands and wives, or, you know, parents and children and these kind of things. I agree they need to be discussed, but it can be done very carefully and very effectively. And I've got a little bit of a tidbit to help folks. And I don't care if you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed the Mormons, or they call them LDS for Latter-day Saints a lot of times. I don't care if you're a Mormon or not. There is a document that is available, provided by the Mormons, or the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And this document, I believe, can provide incredible guidance and instruction on these very difficult discussions to have. These discussions are necessary. But how do you prevent it from going too salacious? How do you talk enough about it to be clear to your children, but not too much about it to spark unnecessary interest? How do you strike all that balance? How do you work through all that in a meaningful way? Well, Mormon or not, member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or not, there's a pamphlet, and it's called For the Strength of Youth. Okay, it's called For the Strength of Youth. If you go to LDS.org, you can get a copy of it. Okay, the Mormons aren't charging for this. As far as I understand, it's that you can get an online PDF of it or whatever. They're inexpensive, even if you needed a print copy. But this is For the Strength of Youth pamphlet, I believe, is one of the greatest ways to teach a lot of these things relating to sex, relating to relationships, relating to dating, relating to the media, relating to pornography, relating to how we ought to behave in life, how we ought to treat one another as males and females, realizing that we are sons and daughters of God. There's so much guidance in this pamphlet, Kurt. I've probably read it 50 times, but I need to keep rereading it because it's so packed full of, in my opinion, family-centered guidance, morality-centered guidance. It's really God's instructions through prophets to us as sons and daughters of God that can really help people understand how to navigate this strange society we're in, where everything is hyper-sexualized and everything is tough to understand, but it clearly gives instruction and guidance in a proper, balanced way. Anyway, I can't say enough about this. Any comments on that, Kurt, before we leave these health topics alone? But I wanted to make sure we got that in because, again, I don't like to complain about problems and say, oh, this is horrible and this is going down. Or I don't mind admitting that where we are, okay, even if it's pretty, you know, sometimes not a very good picture to paint. You know, we live in perilous times, for example. I get it. I understand. And it's okay to acknowledge that. What's not okay is leave the discussion without clear direction, clear solution, clear opportunities to make things better. So this is Solutions Radio, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. This pamphlet, again, is at LDS.org, and it's called For the Strength of Youth. But it's great not only for youth, it's great for everybody, family, to point out, in my opinion, the moral balance that's necessary to navigate the perilous times in which we live. Any final comment on that, Kurt, before we move on?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more about the For the Strength of Youth pamphlet and, the principles therein.
All right. Anyway, I just really think that's important, you know, because we've got to provide solutions for this stuff, Kurt. Do you want to end on college football's growing problem, Kurt? We can end this hour on that topic.
Sure. Now I don't know, you probably have some ideas on what you think that college football's growing problems are. I've got a few ideas. I mean,
we'll tease in this hour. We're about out of time. In the next hour, we'll pick it up and drill into it.
Last night I was at the stadium next to BYU, where I was doing the farmer's market, and they're all getting ready for the big games coming up. But to me, it seems like one of the main problems is they charge way too much. But
that's a good point. The problem they've got, says the headline, is empty seats, ladies and gentlemen. That's the teaser. Kurt says they charge too much. Boy, howdy, is he right on. We'll talk about the average price of tickets and more. Hour one in the cam. We're going to pick up this topic on the second hour so we can give it time and kind of vet this topic. Again, are we all into fun and just entertainment at every turn? All right. We declare this nation shall endure, ladies and gentlemen, but it's up to you and me to get involved and make a difference. All right? We need your help at LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. God save the Republic of the United States of America.